Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was doing the Big Three, manning the sidelines of the Big Three, there was a little, you know, pushing and shoving, and I put my dumb ass in between there to try to calm these guys down. Yo, I could have gotten myself seriously hurt. If I had gotten like just an accidental elbow from somebody else who's 6'6", who was also trying to calm it down, like Oakley was in there and, you know, all sorts of big body Kenyon Martin motherfuckers were in there. If I had gotten elbowed in the nose, God only knows what could have happened to this beautiful, gorgeous Ashkenazi beak of mine. These are not normal sized people, no Bruno, and they're also not normal strength people. They're professional athletes. I don't care if Cam Newton's in the league, out of the league. You fuck around and find out. And those dudes who tried to jump Cam Newton, they fucked around and they found out. The hat didn't even come off his head. That goofy, crazy-looking hat did not even come off of his head. Boom! Back! Back! I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I am back from Israel. I am in New York, Nueva Yorka. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane on today's banging, brand new I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. What is the worst thing about being in Israel? I break that down. Obviously, I talk about all the craziness, the greatness, the heartbreak, and the insanity of my trip. Plus, why are you trying to jump Cam Newton? Seven dudes tried to jump Cam Newton at a 7-on-7 football tournament, and seven dudes got flung around like they were book bags being thrown down to the ground by a fifth-grade kid who can't stand school. All that and more in a hard-hitting museum quality. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud, but most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. It's I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom. Biggity boom. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The Higgity, I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here in the place to be. 1, 2, 3. Higgity in the place to be. I hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I'm Rappaport Stereo podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. Charles Oakley of the Jews, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, and so forth and so on. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, back in New York City. I am back from Israel. Had an incredible trip. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the ziggity zone of disruption. Man, feeling really good, feeling really safe, feeling really sane. Very happy to be back in New York. Had a great trip. I'll get into that, get into the NBA, get into some sick fucks. A lot of things are going on, a lot of good things, crazy things, and everything in between. Of course, we can't stop, Wiggity won't stop, Kiggity can't, Stiggity stop, and Wiggity won't stop. I am performing this weekend in Bridgeport, Connecticut at the Stress Factory. Come see me live, Peace, Connecticut. Come see me live in Bridgeport, the 29th. Shit, man, we're going to be in March. The 29th, the 1st, and the 2nd at the Stress Factory. And then I'm going to be in Pleasanton. I had to cancel that show a few weeks ago, but I'm back. Pleasanton, California. Tommy T's, love that club. Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California. Up there, right outside the Bay Area. The 15th, 16th, and the 17th. 15th, 16th, and 17th in Pleasanton. Then I'm going to be in OKC, Oklahoma City. The 21st, 22nd. And the 23rd. And then I am going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. Then I have shows in April. Then I have shows in May. And then who the hell knows what I'll be doing. But all tickets for all those shows that I just mentioned and everything in between and going forward are available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. First of all, I know I missed a few DMs, I missed a few videos, I'll get to all that. You know, my trip was very jam-packed. Gotta say, the worst thing about being in Israel, the worst thing about being in another time zone so far over there in the Middle East, I was in the Middle East, Israel's in the Middle East, the Middle Beast, is keeping up with the Kardashians, not literally, but keeping up with my reality TV shows. It's hard enough to keep up with your NBA. Games come on early in the morning. And you either catch them, you don't catch them. I was asking basketball fans, how do you do it? They said, you know, you get up, you watch it later. It's hard enough being in the New York. Can't stay up for the West Coast games like I used to. Get too tired. But I'm behind on my Real Housewives of Potomac, my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, my Vanderpump Rules, Traitor. I love this show, Traitor, T-R-A-I-T-O-R. I know you guys are like, what the fuck? Listen, my Love is Blind. I'm behind on all that, behind on a bunch of things. But I am back doing the podcast. I know I missed an episode or two, which I don't like to do. But I was just seeing so much, and it wasn't like I was like on vacation. You can't vacation in Israel. There's too much heartbreak. There's too many missiles and rockets being launched from those Houthi fucks. Too much to see, too much to take in, and too much devastation. There's so much devastation from October 7th. It's just hard to chill. I had a couple of days off. Where I wasn't doing anything, where we were just kind of wandering around. Beautiful, exquisite, exotic Tel Aviv. What a fucking cool city, man. What a cool city. What a cool country. And just so many interesting, unique, diverse people. But I'm back. I am back. I have caught up on most of my NBA. And I got to tell you, there's so many NBA podcasts, which is good. But at what point do we stop? At what point do we stop? Like, podcasts are literally like assholes. Like, everybody has got a podcast. There's so many of them. It's new media, and some of it's good, but it's like, man, oh man, oh man. Do you like podcasting, or is it for the check, or what? I mean, me, the Gringo Mandingo, me, the raging bullshitter, me, the inflamed Ashkenazi, I am a professional podcaster. I think we're in like the 8th or 9th year of doing this. This is the 1,000th and something episode. But do it for the honey, not for the money. Do it for the honey, not for the money. There's so many voices. Kendrick Perkins, Richard Jefferson, J.J. Redick. Now we got Austin Rivers, Channing Frye, Jamal Crawford, Vince Carter. And these guys work for the major companies like ESPN, TNN, TNT, NBA TV. And they all have their own podcast. Podcasts are like assholes. Newer shows with Carmelo, Jeff Teague, Jeff Teague is fucking funny, man. Yo, Jeff Teague's podcast is fucking funny. That guy is funny. He's just bugged out. He's funny. Shaq, of course, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, I like them. Gilbert Arenas is doing his own show, and sometimes he pops up with the great Shannon Sharp, who's in the mix. Shannon Sharp is in the mix now. People are talking shit to Shannon Sharp. He's in the mix. He's in the vortex. Before he was like, you know, when he was on Undisputed, even at the beginning he was on ESPN. He's like, you know, you just love Shannon. Now people are taking shots at Shannon. He's in the matrix, in the mix. But I always fuck with Shannon. But you got Gilbert and Kenyon Martin, Mike Miller, and Udonis Haslam, John Wall, Dwayne Wade. Lord have mercy. And then there's NBA players who are playing. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Paul George, CJ McCollum, Duncan Robinson, Airbnb Beverly, Dick Kicking Draymond Green, the spitter, Kevin Durant. It's like, golly gee, man. What the fuck, man? It's too many. Oversaturating the market. But motherfucker's going to do what motherfucker's going to do. But the landscape of NBA reporting and insight is literally changing before our eyes. And it's going to be insightful. Last week, we saw J.J. Redick had thoughts on Doc Rivers. That turned into a national blow-up. Everybody came to Doc Rivers' defense. J.J. Redick, he needs no introduction. Talked about Doc Rivers always having excuses, and the tweets and the videos and the podcasts were flying in from everywhere. Miles Jordan, play that clip.
I've seen the trend now. I've seen the trend for years.
What's the trend?
The trend is always making excuses. Get Doc, we get it. Taking over a team in the middle of the season is hard. It's hard. We get it. Just like getting traded in the middle of the season is hard for a player. We get it. Mm-hmm. But it's always an excuse. It's always throwing your team under the bus. They lose to Memphis. Oh, it's his players' fault. Memphis was playing G League guys and two-way guys. And then you look at his quotes over the weekend. Now he wants to take credit for the James Harden trade to the Clippers working out. He wants credit for that. There's just no – there's never accountability with that guy.
I mean, I get it. I get where J.J. is coming from. But he barely even scratched the surface on what he was talking about, making us all read between the lines. Yo, he was your coach twice. He was your coach twice in L.A. and Philadelphia. Cut the shit. That sounds like a personal problem, Duke. But because he has a podcast and he's talking about Doc Rivers, and then Airbnb Beverly has a podcast, and Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, they're jumping at him, and then Dick Kicking Draymond Green.
J.J. Redick versus Doc Rivers and Patrick Beverly
and Austin Rivers. Things got spicy. I saw JJ apologize and said, listen, my tone, I looked a little hot and my tone could have been better, but I'm not apologizing for what I said. I meant every word that I said. And I agree with JJ. When I been watching these doc interviews, these guys were in Cabo. Something didn't go right. It's only been 2 days. Every interview is another excuse. And that just can't work. Like, you knew what you were signing up for, Doc. You took over a team through the halfway mark of the games of the season, if I'm not mistaken. 3-7 in the last 10. You can't go make excuses now because you were actually brought in to fix those very things. And so you can't come and make the same excuses of the things that we already knew.
It's all over the fucking place. It's all for ratings. I get it. I like the bump of actually watching the games and rooting for the teams and the players I like, but golly, man, it's TMI. I mean, the game is only 2, maybe 2.5, 3 hours long, so that leaves hours and hours and days of analysis. And like I said, podcasts are like assholes. I just watched Shaq sitting down with AI, awesome, Brunson and Hurt, and Josh Hart sitting down with their college teammate and cross-city rival Mikal Bridges. They must be having a ball. All these dudes who played for Villanova in Brooklyn and New York, Dante DiVincenzo. It is dope. It is dope, but I don't know. I don't know where it's going. But essentially, either talk that talk, take us into the X's and O's. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old. Listening to 24-year-olds, like it's like subliminals and not subliminals, but the NBA is and always will be fantastic. The NBA is and always will be fantastic. And if you're trying to make money on basketball, the NBA college, sign up at CaptainPicks.com. I helped out my guy the other day. He was having some problems. DM them at CaptainPicks. Don't DM me. I don't have the answers. But if you want to be a part of community of winners, CaptainPicks.com and follow at CaptainPicksWins on Instagram. DM them and tell them the Dingo sent you and they'll give you a free trial. But we got the NCAA, we got the NBA, women's basketball. It's all happening. Favorite time of the year when basketball becomes real tight basketball. I love it. Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All the these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As of the recording of this I Am Rappaport stereo podcast, it's still been 144 days. We had a sick fuck that a lot of you guys sent me. A lot of you guys sent me a sick fuck who's now a folk hero. I believe Paul Wall, OG Paul Wall, who also sent me another sick fuck who had bugs up his nose. Duke had like, I don't know, but keep sending the sick fucks. OG Paul Wall, El Duque, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast worldwide, the Israel I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Rappapack, the Australian Rappapack, of course, the American Rappapack, Canadian Rappapack, South American Rappapack, Australian Rappapack, the European Rappapack. Send me sick fuck request, DM me, DM the podcast. But this guy, who's obviously mentally ill, who's now become some sort of folk hero, just like Ashley Babbitt, Aaron Bushnell, who went in front of the Israel embassy, the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., set himself on fire and died. Streamed it, because you can't just do it. You got to do it for the gram. And obviously, I feel bad for this guy. He's a U.S. airman with obvious mental illness issues. This guy was not a... This is a sick fuck. An unfortunate sick fuck. Not a sick fuck of the week sick fuck. But this is a guy with mental illness issues who... My take is that we're lucky that he only set himself on fire, didn't blow up other people. Because if you're willing to set yourself on fire and live streaming on TikTok or I don't know what he did it on one of those sites, Snapchat or TikTok. He set himself on fire and the sick funk Aaron Bushnell has died. And a lot of people are saying he's a martyr. I don't think this sick funk thinks he's a martyr. I think this is a person with mental illness. Mental illness. And of course, they blame the Jews for everything. He was saying he was doing this to stop the genocide. There is no genocide. There has not been any proof of a genocide. Israel has been defending itself. Like I said, Israel still, as of October 7th, there are 133 hostages. 133 hostages. And I've met just a handful of their families, their daughters, their parents, their friends, their brothers, their granddaughters. And we don't need to beat a dead horse, but there was a ceasefire in place October 7th up until 6:29 in the morning when a bunch of sick, radical, brainwashed zombie fucks broke into Israel and started murdering entire families. I went to Kibbutz Nir Oz and, oh man, I had a conversation with a woman. Her story was horrifying. She's a miracle that she is still alive. Her and her family, they came into her house, were shooting through the door, set the house on fire. Somehow she stayed alive, her and her kids in her safe room, which these are not like bomb shelters. They're just rooms. They're like guest rooms or playrooms that are a little bit more secure than other rooms. Her and her best friend lived next door to each other in humble homes in Kibbutz Niraz. Her brother was burnt alive and shot and killed. I was in the safe room. There was blood still there in February, burnt alive. I was in the room. Beautiful kids. Amit. Her name is Amit Simontov. Her brother Johnny, his wife Tamar, and their three little kids were burnt alive. Two twin daughters, a four-year-old son on October 7th, burnt alive. Regular people. There's still hostages. There's so much heartbreak. What the fuck would you do if your citizens were shot and burnt alive? I saw with my own eyes. Listen, I saw the shit with my own fucking eyes. 48 minutes of it. And there's hundreds more hours of it. I went down there to explain, to see. And I've been down to these kibbutz four times now. Four different visits. I went to that Nova Festival. Listen. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole because it's too upsetting. But this guy, Aaron Bushnell, is a sick fuck, obviously had mental illness. This is not a martyr. This is a person who, like I said, we are lucky that he didn't kill other people. Because if you're willing to do this, God only knows what else you're willing to do. Mental illness. That's mental illness. And it's just unfortunate that there's so much chaos, so much craziness in the world. But those hostages need to be freed. Everybody's talking about ceasefire this, ceasefire that. Nobody is talking about the freedom of the hostages. You cannot. Okay, we're talking about this guy, Aaron Bushnell. This cocksucker, Khalid. Whatever the fuck. Meshal. The leader of Hamas, the ruler of the Gaza Strip. Quote, unquote, before it dies. Israel must be humiliated and degraded. Is that martyrism or sick fucks? Is that martyrism? Is that mental illness? Is that a sick fuck? What is that? Yahya Sinwar will take down the border with Israel and tear out their hearts from their bodies. Is that mental illness? Is that hate? Is that martyrism? That rat, that Sinwar rat hiding like a fucking, like a little dirty rat hiding with his family. Fathi Hamad, the senior Hamas official, you have Jews everywhere and we must attack every Jew on the globe by way of slaughter and killing. These are quotes. You have Jews everywhere, and we must attack every Jew on the globe by way of slaughter and killing. Is that mental illness? Because if it wasn't like a senior Hamas person, we'd be like, oh, this is a mentally ill person. If they said, you have gays everywhere, and we must attack every gay on the globe by way of slaughter and killing, you'd be like, oh, this is a hateful, mentally ill person. But when it's a senior Hamas official, it's like, oh, well, what did the Jews do? The Jews must have done something. Israel must have done something to build up this kind of vengeance and hate. But if it was blacks, if it was Chinese or transsexuals, we'd be like, oh, this is a sick fuck. Lock him up before he kills somebody. I'm not backing down off my stance. It's not happening. This has nothing to do with land. It has nothing to do with 1948, apartheid, genocide, any of this shit. They have said over and over and over and over and over and over and over what they want to do. Then they did it. And they continue to say over and over and over and over and over and over and over what they want to do. Motherfuckers don't want to listen. Why aren't you listening to these motherfuckers? Their word is bond. Their word is bond. They're saying what they want to do over and over and over and over and over. Then they do it. And we still don't listen to these motherfuckers. Fuck them. Fuck them. You got people screaming at Jerry Seinfeld. You goofy. Jerry Seinfeld was at a conversation with the great Barry Weiss, B-A-R-I-W-E-I-S-S, Barry Weiss, screaming at Jerry when he comes out. You goofy creep cocksuckers. You're screaming at Jerry Seinfeld. You go home and you watch episodes of Seinfeld. You watch Comedians in Cars. You're fans. You were elated to see Jerry Seinfeld in real life. You batted your fucking eyes. The SAG Awards just happened. The great Nick Offerman, he won an award for This Is Us, that show, his episode. And he thanked HBO for being brave, brave enough to do this story. And it wasn't a gay story. It was a love story. And yet again, nobody says anything about the hostages. Nobody says anything about the 1,200 plus people that were murdered on October 7th that can't fucking mourn, because it still goes on and on and on and on. It's brave to... No, that's regular now. Gay stories on TV. We've all... it's part of the vernacular. It's part of the what you expect. Gay characters. Fat women characters that we're supposed to think are cute because they say they're cute because you call them fat blubber whale fucks. You're mean and insensitive, yet no one's talking about the fact that there's hostages. Still hostages to this day. Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, what else is going on? Yo, you see Cam Newton? Why do people fuck with Cam Newton? First of all, I met Cam Newton once. That motherfucker's ginormous. No, Bruno. That fucking guy is 6'6". Apparently now he's 260. And when I met him in his prime of primes, I was like, yo, this fucking dude, this is not a normal sized quarterback. No, Bruno. He's the size of like a LeBron James, like a bulky LeBron James, maybe 2 inches shorter. No, Bruno. Cam Newton was at the 7-on-7 football tournament, and I don't know what happened, but 7 dudes tried to beat up Cam Newton. They tried to jump Cam Newton, and he was throwing them off like they were motherfucking linebackers for the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers, manhandling them, tossing them, throwing them. He didn't even throw a punch. He had one of those kooky, crazy cutout hats that he gets, that he wears. The shit didn't even come off. Yo, if you've never been around these dudes, when I was doing the Big Three, manning the sidelines of the Big Three, there was a little, you know, pushing and shoving. And I put my dumb ass in between there to try to calm these guys down. Yo, I could have gotten myself seriously hurt. If I had gotten like just an accidental elbow from somebody else who's 6'6", who was also trying to calm it down, like Oakley was in there and, you know, all sorts of big body Kenyon Martin motherfuckers were in there. If I had gotten elbowed in the nose, God only knows what could have happened to this beautiful, gorgeous Ashkenazi beak of mine. These are not normal sized people. No, Bruno. And they're also not normal strength people. They're fucking, they're professional athletes. I don't care if Cam Newton's in the league, out of the league. You fuck around and find out. And those dudes who tried to jump Cam Newton, they fucked around and they found out. The hat didn't even come off his head. That goofy, crazy-looking hat did not even come off of his head. But when you're around professional athletes, this is a different thing. They're a different type of person. They're a different size person. No, Bruno. And they're a different strength person. Anyway, I'm done. I am done. Like I said, yo, come see me this weekend if you're in Bridgeport, if you're in Connecticut, tri-state area. I don't know how far Bridgeport is from the city. How far is Bridgeport from the city? I'm not sure. But like I said, I'll be in Bridgeport this weekend. And I can't believe, yo, we're in March. You know what March is? My, me, the Gringo Mandingo, Michael Rappaport. March is my birthday. My birthday month. I'm going to be 50 fucking 4 years old. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. I can't fucking believe it. 54 years of good loving. Wow. But I'll be in Bridgeport this weekend, and then I'll be in Pleasanton, California, which is nice, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Come see me live in Bridgeport. Come see me live in Pleasanton, and then we're going to OKC, and then we're going to Indiana. Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana. All tickets, all information available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. DM me. Let me know what you think. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Stay safe. Stay sane. Stay disruptive. And free the fucking hostages by any means necessary. By any means necessary. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, Iggy, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real loud. But most importantly, take me at it with something real funky. So I am Rapport Stereo Pockets. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.